Morning.
Now, this first item on the agenda sounds a bit like showing off to me. You were talking about the Samsung Freestyle projector that you saw when you were in Vegas. It goes on sale this week, and it happened to make it into your lounge room so you could watch the Australian Open. Okay, what was it like?
It's what you do in my job. Sorry about that. But the best part about this little projector, when I saw this in Vegas, it was a very cool idea. It got a lot of hype, but I think I wondered whether that was just because there wasn't much else from big companies there. But the price is lower than they said it would be, so it's only $1,299, so $1,299. And it's a little projector that will project on any surface, and they say up to 100 inches, but I had this thing run at 120 inches, no problems at all. And it's remarkable. You point it on, even if the projector's on an angle pointing at a wall, it automatically corrects the picture to be square. You don't have to do any adjustments. It automatically focuses. It's got all the apps built in like any normal TV would be. And I bought on Amazon, I bought a $30 screen, rigged it up out the back on a stand, hooked the projector up to battery, so just a normal power bank, a big one, but a power bank for your laptop. And we watched the Australian Open final with Ash Barty out the backyard with a bunch of friends on a 120-inch screen. It was remarkable. For $1,200, brilliant stuff, Samsung Freestyle projector.
Absolutely. Now, Optus, having a birthday.
I don't know whether I'm just feeling old or whether it really isn't known well by people, but you know the Optus Yes slogan? Mm-hmm. Well, I was reflecting on that this week as Optus announced they were 30 years old, and I was reflecting on how old I was feeling. But I remember back in 1992, 93, there was a ballot. Not all of Australia, but most of Australia got these little ballot cards that said, do you want to choose Optus as your long-distance phone provider? And the whole point was, you had to say yes, or you were automatically stuck with Telstra, which a lot of people were fine with back then, but Optus was pushing themselves as great customer service, new low prices, free calls, you know, between 8 p.m. and midnight, all these different things. Mm. And it was literally a ballot.
Wow.
A household back in the day had a physical ballot in the post in which you had to say yes, and that's why the Optus slogan is yes. And here we are today, 30 years later, and they're a massive company having invested something like $43 billion in infrastructure in Australia. And we've got a lot of choice now in mobile phones, even aside from Telstra and Optus.
Yeah, well, I'm with Optus, and I reckon they're pretty good. Over the years, I've had a few where I reckon their slogan should be, you'd be joking, or not on your life, as opposed to yes. But yeah, the old Optus are okay. Hey, yeah, big brands are all talk about electric cars, all we seem to hear about. The truth is, they're still not selling very many, and Tesla still leading the way.
It's absolutely fascinating to me that, you know, you get a, watch the Australian Open, Kia advertising their new electric vehicle. Hyundai have electric, Audi, BMW, they've all got electric cars. And you think from all the advertising that they're all, you know, doing very well, they're selling big numbers. But in fact, Kia and Hyundai have sold out of their first 2 years worth of supply of electric vehicles for Australia. And those numbers, about 500 cars.
Mm.
Tesla, who've been in this market now for many years, have their Model 3, it's a smaller car, and it has sold, we finally found out numbers because they don't publish the numbers through the normal channels, 15,000 cars last year. Now, for perspective, the Model 3 at selling 15,000 cars is selling more than a Mazda 3. Now, the Mazda 3 is a traditional petrol everyday car, and Tesla is outselling that in 1 year, whereas all the other manufacturers struggling to crack 1,000 cars a year. So it shows we have a very long way to go before the big brands are really going electric.
Yeah.
And Tesla absolutely dominating the electric car market here in Australia.
Yeah. Before you leave us too, great news for long-suffering Android users who wanted to get themselves the EFTM app. They can.
Took me a while, but I found a developer and we've got the app. So you can now search the Google Play Store for the EFTM app. And you can get all this content, all the stories we've talked about here and many more right there on your mobile phone. And great for Android users as well as Apple phone users who've had it now for 6 months or so.
Awesome stuff. Trevor, have a great week. We'll talk next week.
Cheers, buddy. Talk to you next week.